Welcome back to chapter 49 of your retail banking syllabus, where we'll now talk about electronic banking. So what is electronic banking? Electronic banking is where you access the bank accounts either to withdraw or to deposit the money or issue any instructions without the intervention of a bank employee. So that's called electronic banking, and this involves ATMs, automated teller machines, bank teller machines, point of sale terminals, internet banking, virtual cards, digital cash and digital checks, and we'll go into it in detail. So let's look at ATM, which we are all familiar with. So ATM is a 24-hour facility, the teller electronic terminal that provides facility to customer to access their accounts. So you have two types of ATMs as per RBI norms, which is interior and exterior. So interior ATMs are within the bank premises, while exteriors could be in mall, shopping centers or any other location. ATM cards or debit cards or credit card that permits withdrawal from ATM is allowed to be used at the ATM. And the facility is also available when banks are not open. So it's 24/7 into 365 days. So in many cases, it started with cash withdrawal facility only. However, now ATMs provide much more than that. You can look at your account information, you can make your bill payments, you can purchase or reload your vouchers for mobile phones, you can check your account statement, you can do a balance inquiry. In some cases, you can also ask for new checkbooks, and many other facilities are now done through an ATM terminal. ATM card to be used at the ATM must have a unique PIN, which is called the personal identification number, which is issued to the account holder, and they are the first time they use, they are asked to change the PIN. If the customer forgoes the PIN, then the card is sucked by the ATM, although now that option is removed, where the new machines don't suck it out, but then that card becomes disabled and which needs to be enabled by going back to the bank which has issued that card. But the older ATMs, the ATM would take away your card, and then you'll have to go to the branch which manages that ATM for that bank. And then after due verification, your card will be given back to you. And obviously now most of the commercial banks have their own ATMs. So it is a payment network arrangements which allows the participating banks to issue universal cards that can be used by different banks. Some banks charges fee for transactions, and normal maximum amount that can be withdrawn is 10 to 20,000, some cases 30,000 as well, depending on the card, your balance, your limits and the ATM cash dispensing options. Now with RBI put up a new rule that free withdrawals is up to 5. However, that can change depending on the account that you hold and the relationship details which you hold with the bank and the facility which is given by the bank to you. Any customer complaint related to ATM should be addressed to the customer, and rupees 100 and above notes be issued through the ATM. So there is no permission required from RBI to set up an ATM outside the branch premise. However, ATM should be made accessible by wheelchair or for disabled people. At least third new ATM should be installed as talking ATM with braille keypads. All ATM sites should be covered by CCTV, especially after recent incidents which have happened in Bangalore, Hyderabad. So therefore CCTV is a must, and now guards have to be posted out of ATM, which should be properly trained in people management and ensure that the ATM is safe for customers to transact or do any facility with the bank. What is a bank teller machine? They are now similar to an ATM, however they are installed at bank premises, and unlike ATM though, they require a presence of an employee of the bank to operate. So it's something similar, but the bank employee operates it. Point of sale terminal. So cash withdrawals are permitted at POS for all debit cards in India up to rupees 1000 per day. This facility is available at any merchant establishment which is designated by banks, that through this merchant you can take 1000 rupees a day. facility is made available whether customer makes a purchase or not. If availed of purchase of merchandise, receipt generated should indicate the cash withdrawal also. So if you want cash and you also purchase some goods from the merchant, then the bill should reflect both the cost of the goods and the money that you have taken in cash. Internet banking. So this permits the account holder to access his account through computer from home or any other remote location, and now no longer computer but mobile phones and tablets as well. This is account is normally accessed using your user ID and password generated by the bank. You can internet banking gives you a wide option. It's also available 24/7 to 365 days a year, where you can check your account balance, you can transfer funds, you can arrange for a checkbook, you can make some instructions for payment, you can ask for a statement of accounts, you can make fixed deposits sitting at the comfort of the place that you are. However, in internet banking there are some confidentiality issues, as hackers may withdraw amount, and banks normally take a lot of testing they do with the backend to ensure that this does not take place and minimize any hacker related open cases. So therefore the integrity of system is extremely important. Of course, once the transaction instructions are issued, it's very difficult to change it back. Even if you have not issued it, it takes some effort to get it done. Digital cash. So digital cash is designed to allow customer to pay cash rather than use card to purchase product on internet. One type of digital cash allows consumer to transfer money from financial institution or credit card into an electronic purse. So cash is held in special bank account that is linked to a computer. And another type of digital cash converts money into digital coins that can be placed on computer's hard drive. Not very popular right now in India, but it will take steam as we go along. Digital checks. So this allows customer to use their personal computers to pay their recurring bills. The technology of paying the bill electronically by home computer is growing rapidly. Digital check right now is expensive and fees are high, as you can see, $5 to $10 a month for 20 transactions. With anything related to internet, privacy and security issues do come up, and therefore they play an important part in adoption. Encryption technology may be used to reduce the privacy concern in future. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you very much.